This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An expert in China warns that the new strain of virus originating from the Chinese city of Wuhan could be gaining strength and increasing its ability to transfer from one person to another. VOA's Lattice Ahok.
The death of the first patient outside China puts additional pressure on health authorities worldwide to boost measures to protect their citizens. The United States, Australia, and an increasing number of other countries have barred the arrival of foreigners from China, but they cannot bar their own citizens from returning home. France has set up two quarantine centers where its citizens have to spend 2 weeks under observation before they can go home.
We are obviously monitoring the health situation of each of these people very closely, and everything is organized to ensure that there are no infections should any occur.
More than 300 people have died in the coronavirus outbreak in China, most of them in the central Hubei province. More than 14,000 people have been infected in 24 countries. Zlatica Hulk, VOA News, Washington.
The first nominating contest in the 2020 presidential election kicks off this Monday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Now is the time to end the complaining. Now is the time for action.
On the eve of the Iowa caucuses, Democratic presidential candidates like Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden have been hustling across the state.
I do have a nickname I want to give him. Former President.
Trying to fire up supporters and make one last appeal to people still struggling to make a final decision.
Every single time my party has won the White House in the last 50 years.
Pete Buttigieg.
We have done it with a candidate who is new.
Amy Klobuchar.
We have people that want to come with us, and we need a candidate that's going to bring them with us instead of shutting them out.
And we better come together to meet that goal. We are going to beat Donald Trump.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And this is VOA News. The third impeachment trial in American history enters into a new phase this week, and experts expect legislators in the Republican-majority Senate to vote on whether or not to allow witnesses and documents so far kept secret by the White House. As VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports, senators from the two major parties seem on opposite sides of the issue.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced closing arguments in the impeachment will happen Monday, with final votes to follow on Wednesday.
Madam Speaker, the President of the United States.
The President delivers the annual State of the Union address Tuesday at the United States Capitol to a joint session of Congress.
There's nothing anywhere in the world that can compete with America.
Reports suggest the President will likely focus on his reelection campaign in his speech. But Wednesday, all eyes in Washington turn to what is a near guarantee of President Trump's acquittal before a legislative body controlled by his own party. Monday night is also the Iowa caucuses. It is the first contest that will feature Democratic candidates seeking to oppose Trump in this November's presidential election. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Police in London say a man who strapped on a fake bomb and stabbed two people on a London street before being shot to death by police was recently released from prison where he was serving for terrorism offenses. Deputy Assistant Commissioner Lucy Dorsey said the police are confident the attacker was 20-year-old Sudesh Aman. Dorsey said a stabbing victim in his 40s, thought to be in life-threatening condition, improved. She said the victim is no longer in danger and that a woman who had been hospitalized has been released. One other female victim is still in the hospital with lesser injuries. The Korean-American family drama Minari won two top honors at the Sundance Film Festival. As AP's Julie Walker reports.
Minari had arguably been the biggest critical sensation at Sundance, earning raves for the immigrant drama set in 1980s Arkansas. Brad Pitt is an executive producer, Lee Isaac Chung, the filmmaker.
This has been just an amazing journey for us, and I just want to first say I'm so honored to be in the company of all you filmmakers.
The top documentary prize went to Jesse Moss and Amanda McBain's Boys State, a portrait of the annual mock government competition held in Texas. The film reportedly fetched a record acquisition price for a doc at Sundance, with A24 and Apple picking it up for $12 million. I'm Julie Walker.
And the comeback Chiefs did it again, and our Super Bowl champions, Patrick Mahomes, threw for a pair of touchdowns in the game's final 6 minutes 13 seconds, helping the Kansas City Chiefs erase a 10-point deficit and beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 in Super Bowl 54. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.